WXLO remembers July. WXLO, the 1973 hits pass and review in stereo. Here's Stevie Wonder. WXLO, and Al Green has number 112. WXLO, the month was August, the Mets dig in and fight to win the pennant. Charlie Daniels out there on vacation, taking an uneasy ride, number 111.
I was taking a trip out to L.A.
WXLO's Top Hits of 73, being brought to you in part by ABC Dunhill Records and Avco Embassy Films. Rick Shaw, help you count them down, man. Got the number 109 song for the entire year, and your winner.
Presenting the top hits of 1973.
WXLO New York.
It's 1 o'clock. This is Rick Shaw with number 108.
Thing I ever did see.
WXLO with the stars and the music of 1973. The top hits of the year, counted down in order all weekend long. Hi, this is Rick Shaw, and I've got the number 107 song for the year 1973. Johnny Taylor, and I definitely believe in you.
That's a real interesting story about that tune. Tom wrote the tune about 4 years ago, and it had a different title and kind of a different concept behind it. We really didn't at the time figure it was going to be a hit single, but the way it turned out, it was.
WXLO at 110 with Rick Shaw. That's China Grove from the Doobie Brothers. And it's number 106 for the year 1973. 4th Street off 6th Avenue.
WXLO remembers July.
WXLO counting down the hits of 1973 in order. Rick Shaw, and it was an eventful year for the Temps. One of their big final years together. Here's Masterpiece, number 104 for the year. WXLO. The month was June, and President Nixon announced that Clarence Kelly was his choice for the permanent director of the FBI. Down in New Orleans, Dr. John was working on some swamp rock. Number 103 for the year. Right place, baby, with the wrong time.
But I'm made in a wrong call.
WXLO. Song number 102 for the year 1973. Here's Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle.
If I could save time in a bottle.